How to Promote Yourself, Making the Man Who Can, by Wallace D. Wattles. How to Make Connections, by the publisher. This little book is a live wire. Make the right connection with it, and success is yours. How shall you do it? By reading it long and often. By going back to it every time you catch your confidence and purpose ebbing. And by acting up to its teachings in every way you can think of. The life of all success is the spirit of faith and goodwill. Whenever you feel your faith ebbing, get back to this live wire again. Live with it until its spirit is yours and you recognize yourself as the man who can. Victory in Defeat, by Edwin Markham. Defeat may serve as well as victory to shake the soul and let the glory out. When the great oak is straining in the wind, the bough drinks in new beauty, and the trunk sends down a deeper root on the windward side. Only the soul that knows the mighty grief can know the mighty rapture. Sorrow comes to stretch out spaces in the heart of joy. How to Promote Yourself, by Wallace D. Wattles. Making the Man Who Can. Chapter 1. The Business Attitude. Like causes, under like conditions, produce like effects. Business success is an effect, and cannot be the exception to the law of cause and effect. The cause of success is the man who succeeds. Something in the man has been applied to his work and has produced a certain result. What is in the man which produces the result of success? It is not the physical strength, although physical strength may be a great aid. However, those who do have the ability to so apply their physical strength as to make it assist in producing the result of success. It is not intellectual ability, for all intellectually able men do not succeed. Those who do have the power to so direct their intellectual ability as to make it assist in the achievement of success. The potency which makes the successful man, therefore, is the power to so apply physical and mental abilities as to produce results. This power must be an attitude of the man himself. It is not a special gift to a few, nor is it a rudimentary faculty which each may develop. It is a possession to be assumed. If his abilities and energies are to be directed, it is the man himself who must direct them. And if he directs them, he is the potency which causes success. Every man has the inherent power to direct his own abilities and energies, and every man is conscious of having this power. It is because he has it that he is capable of growth and progress. To make a successful man, it is necessary to make one who knows what things result in success, and who will direct his energies to do those things. And the first essential to this is that he should assume the attitude of self-direction. Every man is either self-directing or directed by the suggestions which come from his environment. The man who can is always a self-directing man. The man who is directed by suggestion is the man who cannot. The man who is directed by suggestion has a horoscope. His destiny is decided by heredity and environment. The self-directing man does not allow his thoughts to be dictated by heredity, environment, or the stars. He thinks what he wants to think, and if his horoscope does not suit him, he makes a better one. Business success depends upon business policy. Business policy can only be formulated by thought. Therefore, whether a man succeeds or fails depends upon the way he thinks. The directed man only thinks the thoughts which are suggested by his environment, and so he can only do what those around him think he can do. The self-directing man thinks what he wants to think, and can therefore do what he wants to do. To become the man who can, the first step is to take the attitude of self-direction. Receive and consider every suggestion which comes from your environment, but do not act on the suggestion. Act on your own conclusions about the suggestion. Digest and assimilate suggestions as you digest and assimilate food. Make them a part of your own thought before you use them, and learn to reject any that are indigestible.